The release of a secretly recorded audio in February caused quite a stir. The 37-minute recording features a discussion on how to manipulate last June's elections for governor in Ekiti State. It included talks between the winning candidate from the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, and federal government and military officials on ways to suppress votes for the then-sitting governor from the All Progressives Congress, APC. The challenger from President Goodluck Jonathan's ruling party won the state elections. APC officials complained that its voters were intimidated by security forces. They allegedly restricted the movement of campaign organizers and officials, including a group of APC governors who went to Ekiti to help the party with a show of support. Garba Shehu is the director of media and communication for the presidential campaign of the All Progressives Congress.
The enormity of that tape is such that it revealed clearly that APC, our party, did not lose Ekiti State. Rather, the high command, I'm talking about the highest level of government in Nigeria, clearly gave directives to the supervisor of security element, the army, in this particular case, who were instructed of what to do in order to subvert the will of the people of Ekiti. The minister did not mince words.
The presidency denies any involvement in the case, and the federal government and military have so far refused to investigate. PDP spokesmen in Ekiti say the tape was manipulated to show the party in a bad light. Major General Chris Olukulade is a spokesman for the Nigerian Armed Forces. He says whatever happened in Ekiti is not the norm for military and security services.
Well, I must tell you that apart from the drama of wanting to over-dramatize whatever happened in that instance, that is not the ideal. It is not the expectation or any official arrangement by the military. Those who are trying to cause alarm with a view to prevent the involvement of security agencies in ensuring law and order during this election are the ones who must explain what their problems are. There is no need for the alarm that is being raised in certain quarters.
Olukulade says the military's main goal is to prevent what he called thuggery during the polls, which he says does mean restrictions on movement in places with the potential for violence. However, he says that should not prevent people from traveling to cast their ballots. He says the military will not be present in polling booths, but will act at the request of the Electoral Commission for assistance. For example, the Navy or Air Force could help transport ballot boxes to polling sites that are difficult to reach. And he says INEC and the military have worked together to create a code of conduct for the armed forces. Opposition members and some observers are wary of the involvement of military and security forces in the polls. Darren Q is an associate professor of conflict resolution at the University of Massachusetts in Boston, and the director there of the Center for Peace, Democracy, and Democratic Development. He's also monitored all of Nigeria's previous democratic elections since 1999. He says the ruling party may have given the military an opening into politics when it asked the armed forces whether it could guarantee national security on the original date of the polls during the second week of February.
Prior to the elections, the Election Commission itself had said that it was ready for the elections. The Council of State indicated that they thought Nigeria was ready. And then at the last minute, we see the Jonathan administration bringing pressure on the military to tell the Electoral Commission that they were not able to provide sufficient security for the elections to hold on February 14th. And what concerns me about this is it puts the military, it opens the door for the military to begin to play some kind of an arbitration role in the political conflicts among the parties. And this is exactly the pattern that led to the downfall of democracy in Nigeria and elsewhere on the continent over the past 4 or 5 decades. So I don't think we're close to a coup yet. But this is the beginning of the politicization of the military in the current crisis over the elections that concerns me. And once you bring the military into politics like this, they tend to have their own ideas about how the crisis should be managed.
Major General Chris Olukolade says Nigeria's armed forces have no interest in politics.
The Nigerian military is professional, is apolitical, and is very conscious of its roles as mandated by the Constitution. The military did not postpone the election, but we have a duty to analyze the security situation, and the decision to do anything related to relation to election is not that of the military. It's that of the electoral bodies or stakeholders. How then do you want the military to take responsibility for that decision?
Major General Olukolade says the decision to postpone the polls was made by civilian politicians. The military's role is only to help maintain law and order. Anyone saying otherwise, he says, is simply trying to cause trouble. I'm William Eagle in Washington.